Friday night, and we begin with the controversy over that moment at a Donald Trump event. What was said about Muslims and about President Obama? The Republican frontrunner listening to a supporter who made the comments, some seizing on what Trump did and did not say afterward. Tonight, you'll hear it all for yourself. You decide as Trump cancels an appearance in South Carolina this evening, saying he has to close a deal. ABC's David Wright is in South Carolina tonight.
Tonight, Donald Trump is under fire for the way he handled this question.
We have a problem in this country. It's called Muslims. We know our current president is one. Right. You know he's not even an American.
We need this
first
question.
Certificate man. But anyway, we have training camps growing where they want to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
That's my question. When can we get rid of
it? We're going to be looking at a lot of different things. And, you know, a lot of people are saying that, and a lot of people are saying that bad things are happening out there. We're going to be looking at that and plenty of other things.
Trump did not challenge the man's false claim President Obama is Muslim. Today, his campaign tells ABC News he had trouble hearing the question, adding, the bigger issue is that Obama is waging war against Christians in this country. Their religious liberty is at stake. Trump's opponents say he should not have let the question slide.
If someone brought that up at a town hall meeting of mine, I would have said, no, listen, before we answer, let's clear some things up for the rest of the audience. And I think you have an obligation as a leader to do that.
Trust. That's what John McCain did at a town hall in 2008 when one of his supporters called Obama an Arab.
He's an Arab. He is not.
No, ma'am. He's a decent family man, citizen that I just happen to have disagreements with.
But for years, Trump has fanned conspiracy theories that Obama was not born in America, as recently as a few months ago.
Do you accept that President Obama was born in the United States,
no,
is not Muslim?
I really don't know.
More than half the people who support Trump believe Obama is Muslim. Today, the Trump campaign said the questioner was right to worry about terrorist training camps in the United States. Trump insists they exist. The White House says that's absurd.
I haven't seen anybody produce any evidence to substantiate the claim that that there are. I think the vast majority of Americans would take a rather dim view of those views.
Tonight, Trump was due to appear at this candidates' forum here in South Carolina, but he canceled last minute. His campaign insists it had nothing to do with this controversy, but because Trump was closing a significant deal. David?
David Wright with us tonight. David, thank you.